Big mobile.
Doing today, Patrick, N4XL.
Good, and that's Kevin, correct?
That's me. Just got back from walking the dog. Nice, cool morning. Didn't see any deer today, though. I take it you're out driving around doing some work.
On the mountain now to get the day started.
Is a late start for you?
But Mondays is one of those days I can just kind of move things around. It's a pretty easy day.
Good to have a little bit of time to start out slow sometimes. Did a contest Saturday, Michigan CUSO party. And then I got about 4 hours sleep. So yesterday was kind of tired, and I got a good night's sleep. And up early this morning, or actually up on time, 20 years being in military and working maintenance after that, getting up early all the time. Got up about 4:30 this morning. Wife usually beats me up. She's kind of stuck in that rut, too.
Yeah, the body gets used to that, and then you can't get it out of that habit.
Kind of a, maybe an easy day. Anything you know of standing out, or just a regular drive around today?
If everything goes good, I'll have a scanner sold today. So that'll be a nice little boost in the revenue.
An automobile code scanner or something else scanner?
It's an automobile code scanner. It's our top of the line one. He's been looking at it for a couple weeks. So hopefully he takes and deletes today and makes the purchase.
Sam, things can cost a bit. I just got a little cheap handheld one. Our son is an auto mechanic. He's worked several different places, and lately he's got to set up his van, and he drives around to people's house and sets them up. So I kind of got a good feel of what some of the tools and stuff like that cost.
You can put a small fortune into it as a mechanic, just to, with the tools to do your basic job.
Can. My mechanic days are long, long gone. I don't think I mentioned I, in high school, I ran the high school auditorium. We had a, for high school, it was quite the thing. Back in the 70s, we had a $200,000 sound system and a $360,000 lighting system. I used to run that and do videotaping, football games, and did all the audio recording for the school. Then I got into ham radio operator as at 16, and took a 2-year VOTEC school, learned how to fix stereos and TVs, and I joined the Navy and was going to go advanced electronics. They talked me going into nuclear power, and there were 4 specialties in the nuclear power. One was electronics. One was electricity for electrical distribution. Another they called interior communication specialist, which was alarm systems and controls and stuff like that. And the 4th specialty was mechanics. And I learned how to fix steam plants, pumps, valves, hydraulics, and all that. And with all my electrical background, the Navy said, you'd make a great mechanic.
Government, I know.
That story. After 20 years of being a mechanic, I got out of the Navy and went to work for Monsanto as a multi-skilled technician because I knew a bit about electronics and things. I ended up being supervision and did a lot of monitoring electrical and electronic work in the Navy too, but when I went to work for Monsanto, they looked at my record and said, oh, you know electronics. After 20 years being a mechanic, and put me in charge of their electrical calibration shop and electronic repair shop.
Swinging back and forth on that one, huh?
I did okay in electronic repair, but I wasn't the best. I did all right in the calibration and stuff like that. But I worked there in the main shop for a while, and right outside of the shop, they had a place that did valve repair, some of the automatic control valves using pneumatics and stuff like that. And I'd go out there and help those guys fix stuff now and then. That's what I'd been doing for so many years, and help them fix quite a few things that they'd had problems with. And little things popped up like that I knew about that they didn't. So I guess overall I helped them out. I worked in the shop for a while and finally got back into planning and scheduling, which I've done a lot of in the military. Moved into that instead. But none of that now. Now I come down here and sit in front of the computer and play with stuff a little bit, radio. Well, you kind of get a little bit of scratchiness and then a solid signal, a little bit of scratchiness coming down that mountain.
Spots anywhere. The repeater's over to my right and there's a mountain in between me. So kind of got to get over it and around it.
Radio waves, mountains scatter off different things, so that sometimes happens. Did a talk on that too. Different stuff. Kind of surprises people sometimes how much things bounce around. Got a few people want me to take a look at some of this stuff about RF safety and all that the ARL come out with. A lot of people saying it's a big major change. Don't know if you heard about it, but May 3rd, FCC changed some of the rules, and you got to have some more documentation on stuff. But heck, this stuff's been around for 20 years. Some of the contest club I'm in want me to give a talk about that, so I'm going to have to dig into that a little bit more.
Heard about that, and as you know, I'm fairly new to all of this, so I'm still learning all of it.
Well, if you remember the taking your test, some of the test questions dealt with RF safety and being exposed to the energy of your radio and stuff like that. Those rules been around for, since, I guess, the mid-90s. Been in every question pool since then that I've ever saw people getting licensed or upgraded. But you used to be able to kind of say if you were operating on a certain frequency and 100 watts or less, and you didn't have to worry much about it if your antenna was so far away. But now they want you to kind of document some of that stuff, be able to prove that you're not irradiating people. And I'll make it feel a little bit safer. I did a presentation to the local club a little bit ago, and I asked them, did you ever think about that mag mount antenna on the, well, you're probably in a truck, but I said, sitting on the back of your trunk lid, and it's only 6 feet away from you, and you're running 50, 60 watts in it, what that might be doing to your head?
About it, mine's up above me. I'm driving an excursion, so mine's on the roof. It's about, I don't know, maybe 4 feet away.
See that metal between you and it, and the radiation pattern coming off that vertical antenna up on your roof is going off at a in front and back and around you instead of down through that metal, so you don't have to worry too much. But and things on the back trunk lid, especially for people in the back seat and people running some of these icons, I guess, do 60, 70 watts. You're kind of pushing that exposure limit a little bit. People take them handy talkies and put them right up alongside their ear, and they're pushing out stuff like that. So you're supposed to be a little careful and think about things like that, but most people forget about it. But started last year, they started looking at it, and they're actually doing it around the world. England had it, rolled it out. I talked with a guy in Germany, said they've had it there for a long time too. I evidently they're getting, must be getting some more information about how it affects the body, because people around the world, now the FCC is saying you really need to take a little closer look at this. Instead of just blowing it off, start evaluating your station a little bit. So they're pushing it. And the rules for documentation and old stations, if you met the rules before, were grandfathered in. But if you're setting up a new station somewhere or changing your transmit antenna, you're supposed to do a bigger evaluation of what's going on.
I remember that from the test. I don't have a station at the house set up yet. I'm working on it, but not completely set up. I don't have an outside antenna. And I've got one, but I got to get it put up now. I just come in last week. So I bought a center-fed dipole from Incom so that I can put it up as temporary, because I'll be moving hopefully within the next year to year and a half. So I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time and invest a lot of money into putting up a big antenna.
Ford's asking you if you got your antenna. I remembered you were had one on order. But I guess you haven't got it up yet. It's good to be in HF. And good to play around. My next big contest will be the end of next month. And that one's a CW contest. I enjoy it. But I'll probably do a little bit of work here and there between now and then. But you got to get that up. Start playing with some of that HF stuff.
To try to get it up this week and see how I do. I still got to pass my general test, so I'm still working on it also. So I can't get on in channels yet, but I can listen and start tuning them in, figuring that out. So I'm doing it as I can. Got time. Trying to fight with this insurance company over the tool truck and run a business and learn how to play radio too is quite a handful some days.
Getting bored. Yeah, I heard you talking the other day with a couple people, I guess 2-3 days ago, Friday I think it was, saying they've been messing with you again, reevaluating and starting all over. Kind of disgusting how they do that over and over and over. Not quite the same, but I've been settling out some of the 401ks and IRAs and stuff like that. I've had several of them scattered around here and there. Nothing that amounts to much. A little bit here, a little bit there as I moved around from job to job. But one of them, I started talking with them back in January about having them send me a monthly check from it. And I still don't have it. Getting tired of that, too. So not quite the same aggravation you do, but kind of going through some of that as well. They don't like giving up their money, do they?
Sure like to take it. But, yeah, I'm working on that part of things, too. I got with a retirement planner and started that so I could get going on it. I'm a little behind on it, so I'm trying to play catch-up there. Yeah, it's life. You just got it coming at you from everywhere. You got to learn how to deal with it.
So, yeah, I'm glad I started putting some money into that years back. Definitely makes a difference now that you're retired, having some money coming in. Of course, Navy retirement made it all possible, too. Medical and stuff like that. Well, anyway, I thought I'd jump in here and say hello to you. Let me get back to what I'm doing. I'll do a little bit of research and then go out and spend some money at Lowe's. Make sure I get the right thing and don't waste some money. We'll talk to you a little bit later, Patrick. KO4HKXN4XL.
Have a good day, and I enjoyed the conversation, and I have looked up your YouTube videos. I have them down to watch, but I haven't had time yet. And I'll say 732 KO4 HKX, and I'll be monitoring.